Hello.
Hey, Renee, it's Kyle over here with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Good to hear. You got a couple seconds to chat here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So I was kind of filled in briefly after I believe you spoke with Pete yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. So you were looking to get some new dryers and chairs over there?
Yes, I was.
Yes, you are? Okay. And
I am.
And they're looking to be right around, what, 1800, it looks like?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
Okay. So are you guys adding those in, or is that just replacing some old ones you had over there?
Replacing.
Replacing?
I bought it about a year ago, and everything's just old.
Okay. And were you working there before, or did you just happen to come across the deal?
Yes.
And end up picking it up?
Yes,
oh,
I was.
Okay, so you purchased it from the old owner then?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that's
nice.
Correct.
And it's been about a year now?
It's been almost a year since I've owned it, yes.
Okay, nice. How's everything going over there so far?
It's good.
It's good? That's good to hear.
Good.
Yeah, that's good. It's nice when things work out like that. How many people you have over there in the shop?
We have 10, but the owner is now, the previous owner is moving to Abilene. That's why I have purchased it. And she was supposed to have been gone a long time ago. And this is her last week. And then we have another girl that I'm going to let go because she doesn't pay her booth rent. So,
Okay.
We'll have 8, yeah.
So eight total. Okay, that's a pretty good size. And so is that just a hair salon then, or is that, do you guys do nails and stuff too?
No, it's just a hair salon.
Just a hair salon, okay, nice. And you guys, where are you? In Texas, right? It looks like over in Brentwood?
Brentwood.
Yeah, okay. And
actually, it's in Early, which is just in Brentwood, but they call it, I don't know why they call it Early.
Okay, yeah, no worries. So, do you have like a deadline for when you do need this, or these new chairs and stuff?
At least by the end of September.
By the end of September? Okay, so coming up pretty quickly. Alrighty. And then do you have like someone you work with usually to get this kind of stuff in, or is this one of your first times?
It's just my first time.
First time, okay. Who did you get the that price from?
The 1800?
Yeah.
Oh, from Sally's. I mean, we do have a Sally's store here, but I went online.
Oh, okay, you went online. Okay, so that's just kind of a ballpark price then of what it's going to cost you?
Yes.
Okay, and then, so just to get a good breakdown here, you're looking at how many dryers and how many chairs?
Just 2 dryers and about 8 chairs.
2 dryers and 8 chairs. Okay, and just to familiarize myself a little better, the dryers are those hair dryers that come down over your head, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Just checking there. All right. Yeah, then, so Sally's quoted you about 1800, and would you have to, you said you have one locally there? So you could just go pick up
we
all that
do.
Equipment?
Well, no, they do not. They actually don't carry that stuff in the store. So I'm guessing it will have to be shipped to me.
Oh, okay.
Which if you order $50 or more, it's ship free.
Oh, wow. That's what I was just going to, my next
online.
Question was,
yeah.
Is freight must be a little expensive at that. But, that's one heck of a deal there, $50 for... spend more than $50 not to pay for that. That's probably saves you quite a bit of money there.
Right.
And yeah, okay. And then how many chairs and dryers do you have set up right now?
We have 10 chairs and 2 dryers.
Dryer chairs. Okay, so just kind of replacing everything you have, updating it then to the newer version.
That's correct.
Okay. And then I know you said you're at 10 right now and you're dropping down to 2. Are you looking to bring on a couple more ladies over there, or is that kind of up in the air still?
The building is so small, really, for 10 people in there, that's a little much.
Okay.
So that's why I'm not really in a hurry to replace them. So
okay.
Maybe later on, but right now, like I say, it's just too crowded with 10 girls. And normally the salon didn't even have that many. And then she hired, when I first started for Erica, we only, including myself, we had 5 girls.
Okay.
And then she added 5 right before she sold it to me. And, of course, a nice person she is, you know, if they didn't pay their booth rent or whatever, I'm like, hey, that's, you know, yeah, we can't do that. So, I had to let one go. So, and then Erica will be leaving. So I'm just in no hurry to really replace them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It sounds like it'll be a little nicer there if you have a couple less people there floating around and be able to make more use of your space. And how long did you work over there for Erica before you purchased it?
Probably about 5 months.
5 months? Okay. Nice. And I'm sure you probably were in the business before, right?
I was not. I actually owned 2 restaurants before that.
Oh, okay, right on.
So,
that's nice. Do you still own those currently, or did you get rid of them?
I got rid of them.
Okay.
Your restaurant you're married to, I didn't. I just got tired of it.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I can see where that's probably a little hectic. So are you guys open how many days a week over there?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. And are you guys, do you have full hours on Saturday too, or is it condensed down?
Pretty much, yeah. 10 to 5.
Okay. And then when you took over everything, all the operations, I know most of the ladies probably have their own accounts, but did you get most of the returning customers from before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everything's still pretty much the same.
Okay. Well, right on. Yeah, so it does sound like definitely something we can help you out with over here. And I did also want to mention, aside from capital, I know you're talking about, a little space and whatnot. We do also offer a working capital here. And are you familiar with that?
I am not, but I've went through a divorce, so my credit is not the best.
Okay.
You know, what credit I have is not bad. I mean, I have good credit at my bank. I just don't have collateral to borrow money there. Of course, you have to have collateral for that. So, I've never missed a payment with them, but I just don't have enough collateral to borrow money for all that stuff.
Oh, no, of course. And that's kind of where we come into play most of the time is our loans, actually, especially with working capital, they're unsecured, so they do not require you to put up anything as collateral, which is nice. And, you know, we kind of made it where smaller business owners can get money much easier after, you know, the recession in 2008 when most larger banks stopped wanting to work with the, you know, small and medium-sized business owners such as yourself there. So that's where we kind of pride ourselves in building a nice relationship with you guys to where if something happens, you could just call us up and, you know, pull a little capital out or, you know, finance some equipment like you're looking for. And I did want to mention, I know you said your credit, not too sure on that, but, you know, it's probably pretty decent. The cool thing about working capital is we actually base it off of your sales. So we can unlock a certain amount, around 10, 15% usually, in unsecured cash based off how much you're making.
Now, like I told the guy yesterday, they pay me booth rent. I do not get a percentage off. We have a lot of people that comes in. We stay busy, but I don't. We're all independent.
All independent. Okay, so
yes. So
the total sales from like all of you do not like kind of combine into one. It's just per person. It sounds like.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, just to get an idea, how much, do you know how much you brought in last year, possibly?
For the whole shop, or?
Yeah, for the whole shop, like top line, before any expenses or anything.
I, probably a lot, but I don't know, because like I say, I don't, we're all independent, so they don't tell me what they make or whatever.
Like, yeah, I understand that part, but at the same time, like, you still, you're independent, and you collect, of course, what you're making per each client, and then also you're collecting your rent each month, so that probably makes yours go up quite a bit more, since, you know, you're collecting rent from 8 different, employees there. So, basically, if, say you were anywhere from, like, $500,000 a year, if you were up there, even more, just, I'm going to use that as a base number, we could use a lot, 10-15%, so around like $50,000-$65,000 we could get you as unsecured cash, most likely. So I just wanted you to, you know we offer that, just in case something, you know, if you, later on down the road, you might wanted to get into another building, or you wanted to expand or bring on a couple more ladies, either way you looked at it, that's kind of
well,
the route
and we
take there.
In a few months, I am looking to get into a bigger building. But like
okay.
I say, I don't. We're all independent, so there's no way I can count their income as my income. So
oh no, of course.
Because the shop doesn't get commission and it's just a booth rental only that. You know, that'll hurt me right there because we bring in lots of money.
Oh, I bet.
It's not, we're all separate. So.
Yes, exactly. Is there, I don't mean to interrupt you here, but I had a quick question. Is there any other route you can take, such as escort? Like maybe doing the opposite? I'm just not too familiar with your industry. Is there like a way you can combine everyone together in a way? Is that kind of just like practically impossible?
A lot of the girls have been hairdressers for 20 plus years.
Okay.
So they've always just done booth rental. So
yeah
probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, no, definitely. I'm just trying to get a better feel of, I'm not too familiar with this, with your industry here, but, just bear with me and I'll help you out. But, I know you mentioned you have some stuff going on with your local bank there. Who is that, if you don't mind me asking?
North County State Bank.
North County, okay. And, how is your relationship with them over there?
It's good.
That's good. Okay. And, it's just, without the collateral, like you mentioned, it's hard to gather more money.
Yes, that
okay.
is correct.
And then I guess I would ask, have you looked into financing anywhere else?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. And how long ago, but you have checked out with your bank though, right? It sounds like?
Well, yes, I have to have collateral. So I don't have collateral. So that's the problem right there. And of course, they don't loan money on equipment, so...
Yeah, because it's... They can't consider that collateral, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I completely understand that, and we can most likely get you set up over here on that equipment there, and you...
I mean, even if I could, I would be willing to even buy the stations from you guys if I could just get finance. I do have stations that I'm going to purchase somewhere else. But, you know, Sally's does have some. They're $200 a piece. But I didn't include them because I didn't know, you know, with my credit or whatever, if that would even be possible to finance $30,000. So that's why I didn't put those on there.
Okay, no worries. Well, you know, there's a couple different routes. Like I did mention, the working capital. So we don't really mind what you use that for. We understand you're a business owner. You're responsible. The way that works really is when you apply, we approve you for the highest amount possible, and you can choose how much you want to take. And then once you decide and we work out all the numbers, we actually deposit that straight one large total into your bank account, and you can use that however you want, you know, whichever route you decide to take, and you'd be paying us back, you know, on incrementally throughout a certain term. So that's another route that you might have available to you there. But did you receive my email I sent out earlier?
I did not.
You did not? Okay.
I did not.
Oh, that's weird. I sent it probably, let's see here. I sent it about, looks like 8:45 this morning, so about 10:45 your time. But I'll send it again over to you real quick. Just kind of had the short list of stuff we would need to move forward here. But do you think capital might be something you're interested in? Because that's different from credit, you know. That's really based off of yourself. So once you were able to, you know, came up with a solid number of what you were bringing in, top line, like before any expenses, we can go from there. So even if you were at $300,000, you know, that would still fall within your price range for that 30K,
yeah,
possibly.
I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think I bring in that much.
Okay.
So,
no worries.
I might, but I highly doubt it.
Okay, no worries. I just
not with just me together.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if I want to include booth rent, yeah, easily. But I don't know.
Well, wouldn't booth rent still come into your top line?
It probably would.
Okay.
I don't know how I could verify that.
What do you mean? Why is it just like a cash kind of thing?
Oh, some pay cash, but like the rent, I get money orders, so that's not deposited in my bank, and I send him $850 a month for rent. So,
okay.
You know, that's not in my bank. So, but
gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, I do deposit in my account, but
yeah.
Dad always get a money order and I send off.
Okay, and I know, just to get a better idea of your credit here, if you don't mind me asking a little more, where would you, if we're looking at the national average around 680, you think you fall like above, right around the middle, or below that?
Probably below that.
Okay, and like I said, that really isn't too big of a factor over here for us. We have programs all over the board for credit tiers A to D, and we really will search low and high to find you a program that will work, and that's kind of where the difference comes in between us and a larger bank, is if they try four or five different avenues and they're not catching anything there, they kind of just fall off. But we really want to find you something and earn your repeat business, because after you start something with us, you know, later on down the road when you're a repeat customer, you know, your rates get tremendously better than before, and you know, you're able to access a lot more cash, because we really know it. We have a relationship with you that way and are able to see that you pay your bills, and you know, just get a better feel for you. You understand what I'm saying there?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Cool. Well, I would shoot you this email over here again real quick, just so I know you receive it, and if you want, check that out. It's a short for the equipment. It's a short one-page application, not even really a full page. It's probably only half a page, and then we would just need, other than that, 6 months of your most recent banks, just so we can kind of get a look at how much money's coming in and out, and then your most recent tax return.
Okay. Well, on my tax return, let's see. Yeah, I'll have to find that.
No worries. Because the only reason we need to take a look at your tax return, we just need to see really the ownership of the business. And, well, actually, would you have one for them already, since you've only been there a year?
No, that's what I'm saying. I won't even file until January.
Well, after I get off the phone, I will double check with my senior rep here and see, because we might be able to still go off of, so did they file 2015 business taxes over there?
Yes, I'm sure she did.
Okay, I was going to say either way, even if you had an extension, that would work also, but I will double check once we get off the phone here and see with my rep if that would still be valid, because I believe it is, since you purchased the business, it's still showing, you know, really the gross annual sales of how much was brought in and then the ownership breakdown. And that's the only two things we need to verify off that from your tax return.
Okay.
There.
I can, the only, I don't know if she'll do that, but I
okay.
can ask her.
Well, we would definitely have to take a look at that. That's the only thing. So I know that might be a challenge, but we definitely have to take a look at that. That's one thing we have
to
do.
Yeah, and I understand that. But, you know, some people don't want it. If they're not being involved in stuff, they don't want their stuff out there. So,
of course,
I mean,
of course.
I can ask her, but
yeah.
she's a real different type person, so I don't know if she would even want to be involved in that.
No, I understand that completely. But she might, you never know. She might understand the situation and help you out. Because when you do ask her about that, just let her know that we do not need the full tax return. We will only need the first two pages that show the ownership and then the gross annual sales. So that might help you
okay.
a little bit, since you're not asking for
okay.
like the full, you know, 30 pages, whatever it turns out to be sometimes.
Right.
But like I said, I'll shoot that over your way right now. I will go sit down with my underwriter here and see what she has to recommend to me about the different avenues we have. And then, do you know when you'll see Erica again?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Well, if you can figure out if that might work out for you guys on that end, and maybe take a look at the application, gather up that stuff, and we can regroup, early next week and see where we're at. Does that work for you?
That'll work.
Okay. Well, I'll shoot over the email right now, and we can get the ball rolling next week. Hopefully, get you some new dryers and chairs over there.
All right. Sounds good.
Alrighty, Renee. Well, it was good talking to you, and I will give you a call probably Tuesday around this time. Work?
That'll work.
Alrighty, Renee. Look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Thanks, sir. Bye.
Yep. Have a good one. Bye.